is Casey, 107.7.
107.7. And the 2024 national and provincial election date has been determined on the 29th of May 2024. And the Electoral Commission has published the official election timetable, which set into motion key activities building up to the voting date. The timetable outlines all the important cut-off times and also dates for the performance of these electoral activities. So South Africans will be celebrating 30 years of democracy while casting our votes in the 2024 national and provincial elections. Now, by law, registered voters must vote at the voting station at which they registered to vote. So voters will no longer be allowed to apply for a Section 24A vote on voting day. However, the Electoral Act makes provision for special votes to allow a registered voter who can't vote at their voting station on election day to apply to vote on a predetermined day before election day. To discuss this further, we are joined by Ilke David from the IEC to explain the process of special votes. Hello, Ilke, and welcome on KC.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Always fine, ma'am. Ilke, to kick start our discussion, can you please explain to us what is a special vote?
Well, a special vote is a vote that is cast before election day. It allows a registered voter who can't vote at the voting station on election day to apply to vote on a predetermined day before election day.
And who qualifies for a special vote?
To make sure that everyone's vote counts, if you are a registered voter and you cannot vote at your voting station on election day, you can apply for a special vote. This means that any registered voter who is eligible to vote can apply for a special vote. To check that you are registered and to find out where you are registered, you can check your voter registration status as follows. You can SMS your ID number to 32810. You can check online at www.elections.org.za. You can visit the IEC local office during office hours, or you can call the IEC's contact center on 012-622-5700.
And Ilke, does this mean that a voter who is registered to vote qualifies for the special vote?
By law, if you are a registered voter, you can apply for a special vote if you can't travel to your voting station because you are physically infirm or disabled. In this case, you can apply to vote at your home or place of residence where you are applied on a specific days before the general voting day. This special vote category is called a home visit. The IEC officials will visit you at your place of residence to assist you to cast your vote. You can't vote at your voting station on election day. In this case, you will be allowed to cast a special vote at the voting station in the voting district where you are registered before the general voting day. This category is called a voting station visit. And then you get voting out of country is also considered a special vote.
And how does one apply for a special vote?
Voters with physical infirmity or disability and thus unable to reach the voting station, and those who will not be in the voting districts on 29 May 2024, may apply for a special vote during this period, 15 April 2024, to the 3rd of May 2024 as follows, by visiting www.elections.org.za to complete your application online for voting station visits or a home visit, by SMSing your ID number to 32249, it will cost you 1 rand per SMS for special vote at a voting station only, by visiting your local IEC office, not on the national or provincial offices, only your local office, and submitting a MIC 35 form. Forms can only be handed and delivered. No emails or faxes accepted, but someone else can deliver your completed form on your behalf. Then voters who intend voting out of country are required to apply for a special vote online, known as a VEC-10 application, but these applications unfortunately close on the 22nd of April 2024 already.
And how do I know if my special vote application has been approved? Approved, sorry.
Once we have your application, we will send you an SMS to let you know if your special vote application has been approved or not. To check the status of your application, you can send an SMS to 32711 and will also cost you 1 rand, or you can visit the www.elections.org.za website.
And if my special vote application has been approved, when exactly do I vote?
Special voting for home visits and voting station visits will take place on the 27th and the 28th of May 2024 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Special voting for those who intend to vote outside of the country at the diplomatic mission of registration will happen on the 17th and 18th of May.
Where do I vote? Okay, sorry, where do I vote?
Home visits. If your application has been approved to be visited at your home or of your place of residence where you have applied to cast a special vote, election officials will visit you where you are living and assist you to vote. For approved voting station visits, vote at the voting station where you are registered to vote. Those who have applied for home visits must ensure that they stay at home on these days until the IEC officials visit them to cast their vote. For out-of-country voting, you vote at the international voting station at an accredited mission that you have applied to vote at.
So what happens if they don't find the voter at home when the IEC officials visit them?
If you are not at home during the time when the IEC officials visit you, they will leave. However, you can still come to the voting station on election day to cast your vote like the other voters.
And explain to us what happened when I cast my special vote, please.
You need to produce your identity document. Your thumbnail is marked with indelible ink. You receive the relevant ballot papers, which must be stamped with the IEC security stamp at the back. You mark the ballot in secret. Place and seal the ballot in an unmarked envelope. The unmarked envelope is placed in another envelope that is marked with your name, ID number, and voting district number. The use of two envelopes is to ensure the secrecy of the ballot. The outer envelope is discarded before counting. IEC officials take the envelope and place it in a secure ballot box for special votes. Your name is marked off the voter's roll with the SV to indicate that you have cast a special vote.
And what about those who will be voting out of country? Will the voting process be the same for them also?
Registered citizens will vote as follows out of country. So you will be required to produce a South African identity document. Your thumbnail is marked with indelible ink. You receive a national election ballot paper. You mark the ballot paper in secret. Place and seal the ballot paper in an unmarked envelope. The unmarked envelope is placed in another envelope that is marked with your name, ID number, and the name of the accredited mission where you have voted. The use of two envelopes is to ensure the secrecy of the ballot. The outer envelope is discarded before counting. Election officials take the envelope and place it in a secure ballot box for special votes. Your name is then marked off the voter's roll for your mission to indicate that you have cast a special vote.
Is there any provision made for those voters who will be in the country but outside their voting district where registered on election day?
Remember, in the past, during national and provincial elections, a voter could vote at any voting station on election day with a Section 24A. However, starting with the 2024 general elections, that is no longer allowed. So a Section 24A is the application to vote outside of your voting district where you are registered on election day. In other words, it is the application to vote at a voting station where not registered to vote on election day. For the 29 May 2024 elections, you need to notify the Electoral Commission of your intentions to vote at a voting station where you are not registered to vote in advance. It is now mandatory.
And is there a deadline to apply for Section 24A, or can the voter submit an application any time as long as it is before the election day?
Notice to the CEO of intentions to vote at a voting station where you are not registered to vote opens on the 15th of March and should reach the Electoral Commission by not later than the 17th of May 2024 at 23:59, which means 1 minute to midnight. However, for those who will be submitting the application at the IEC local office, it is important to note that the IEC offices close at 5 p.m. and are not open during weekends. You cannot apply to vote at a voting station where you are not registered on election day. Even if you apply to vote at another voting station and you fail to go there, you can still vote at your voting station on election day.
And can you also please explain to us what are the requirements to apply to vote at another voting station when not registered to vote on election day, according to Section 24A?
One needs to be registered voter and be 18 years and older to apply for Section 24A before the 17th of May 2024.
And what about those voters who will be travelling abroad in May 2024, you mentioned earlier?
South African citizens who are registered to vote at a voting station in South Africa can vote abroad if they are travelling, as long as they notify the CEO where they will be voting abroad, either on the 17th or the 18th of May 2024. However, only voters who will be voting at accredited missions that they are not registered to vote at are required to submit an online VEC 10 special application. For example, if you live in London but will be in Athens on election day out of country, the completion of a VEC 10 special vote form at the form at www.elections.org.za informs the IEC of the intention to vote at a specific international voting station by indicating the mission at which they will be voting. A VEC 10 special vote notification must be completed at www.elections.org.za by the 22nd of April 2024. Friday 17 May or 18 May has been deemed election days abroad at missions deemed international voting stations, with voting taking place in person from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m.
And okay, is election day a public holiday in South Africa?
Yes, the President has proclaimed Election Day as a public holiday throughout the Republic of South Africa.
Now, how do I check where I'm registered to vote for the 2024 elections?
So you can check online at www.elections.org.za/pw/voter/voter information. You can also send a WhatsApp. You can just say hi on WhatsApp to 0600880000 and follow the menu prompt. SMS your ID number to 32810. All SMSs charge at 1 rand. Call the IEC helpline at 0800118000.
Any last comments from your side, Yuka?
It is important to emphasize that in these elections, voters need to vote where they are registered to vote. You cannot apply to vote at a voting station where you are not registered on election day. Even if you apply to vote at another voting station and you fail to go there, you can still vote at the voting station on election day.
Ilka, thanks for all the information. That was Ilka Davids from the IEC. Enjoy the rest of your day, Ilka.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
If you love it, we play it. Only the music you love on KC 107.7. The sound that sets you free.